Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good morning and welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we are here talking about your financial freedom. We're talking about your retirement, trying to get the point across that retirement has nothing to do with age. It has everything to do with the business model that you're using to run your family. And that's the second concept that people have to get into their heads, is that your family is a business. It's income, it's expenses, it's a business, and it's supposed to run at a profit. And that there are two streams of income, or supposed to be two streams of income in your life. There's supposed to be your earned income, the income from your job, and your passive or investment income, income from a business or real estate. And this show is about building passive income with real estate. What we do is we buy groups of single family homes. We buy apartment complexes, little 20, 40 unit apartments, all the way up to 800 unit apartment complexes that produce cash flow for the rest of our lives. Here's what retirement really is. It's as soon as your investment income meets and exceeds your wants and needs. I use the number $8,000 a month. And the reason is the bills for an American family on average are $4,000 a month. That's a couple of car notes, a house note, toothbrush, toothpaste, tuna, everything. So if you, over the next 5 or 10 years, go out and buy 20 rent houses, you're going to make about $8,000 a month profit. If your bills are $4,000 a month, and you're bringing in $8,000 a month off of your real estate, when do you have to go back to work? You don't. You're retired. See, it has nothing to do with age. We have kids in their 20s who are retired under this definition. And it's just a different way of living life. What the vast, vast, vast majority of people do is they're trying to scrimp and save their way to retirement. They're trying to save up some imaginary number that they can't outlive. And let me give you an example of why that doesn't work. Well, first off, the statistics show that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. 36% are dead by age 65. Okay? So the golden years are a golden lie. It's a bunch of bull. So what people do is they try to save up, and the number that people say is $1 million. Like, man, if I have $1 million, that's plenty for retirement. Let me tell you a story. Guy calls me up about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. He's 97. And he said, Steve, I scrimped and saved, and I saved up $1 million. So I retired at 65. But he said, but here's the problem. I'm healthy and I'm living a long life. If I had tried to live off of that $1 million for these 37 years, I'd be broke. What he did was he took that $1 million and bought himself 70 rent houses. With those 70 rent houses, he's been able to visit, I think, 23 different countries, visit 28 different states, take his wife around the world, and lead an incredible lifestyle. If he had not done that, that $1 million would have been gone. He'd be broke right now. And his doctor, because he's so healthy, predicts he's going to live above past 100. So here's the problem. If you save your way to retirement, what do you have to pray happens? You have to pray you don't lead a long, healthy life. You literally have to pray you die before you run out of money. It's just stupid. It's just a bad business model. It doesn't even make sense when you say it out loud. But that's what the majority of people are doing. We're in the 5% that do retire early or at age 65. And the statistics show that 5%, they all own businesses and real estate. Businesses and real estate. Guess what you better do if you want to get in that 5%? Well, that's what this show is about. It's about answering your questions on how to do that. Because as I say that, if you're of average intelligence or better, you're going, wow. First off, nobody ever told me I was supposed to have a second stream of income. I thought it was just job, job, job. You just climb the corporate ladder. That's the only way you make more money. Now I know that you're supposed to build a second stream of income. But Steve, I don't know how to do it. I'm afraid of tenants. I'm afraid of maintenance. I'm afraid of lawsuits. I'm afraid of whatever it is. You've got some reason in your head that real estate offers a challenge to you and your family. It's hard to own. It's hard to get loans. Whatever it is, that's what I want you to call me about. Call me and tell me what's keeping you from going out tomorrow, and Monday, I should say, yeah, tomorrow, and starting to build some wealth for yourself and your family with real estate. Call me at 877-711-5211. 877-711-5211. And I've got three things I want to cover today. One of them is to build on a phone call from yesterday's show. If you're not aware of this, we're on 7 days a week, 2 to 3 times a day, across the country, 150 stations. So, and you can podcast the shows. We have two radio shows, the Del Walmsley radio show. Del is my mentor. And then we have this show, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor radio show. You can find out all about them by going to lifestylesunlimited.com and clicking on the radio tab. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. So the first thing I want to talk about is I was running out of time yesterday when I got a phone call from a high net worth person. Now, I don't know how much money he has. He could have, you know, everybody considers high net worth differently, but most of the time it's 2 million and up before you start saying I'm a high net worth person. So he may have 7 million, he may have 20 million. But let's just assume he has $2 million. And what he said to me was, look, Steve, I'm in a mutual fund. And the profit from that mutual fund every year pays all my bills. In other words, he's got his passive income. And he goes, why should I switch to real estate? And we'll talk about that when we come back from the phone lines. Phone lines are open at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Let's go to San Antonio now and talk to Brandon. Brandon, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. How can I help?
My wife and I, we make a good income. I'm in my early 30s. She's in her 20s. And we've been looking for a way to do exactly what you were just saying and get a secondary income through real estate. The thing that's been holding us back is my credit score is in the low 600s, and I've been working to build that. And so that's been scaring me off about trying to get a loan to begin starting into real estate.
Well, this is good that you are working on it, because that's what has to be done. Most people just let their credit go where it goes and they don't really work on it. And credit is something, your credit report, your credibility report is something that you have to work on. My first question is, do you have a team working on it or are you just working on it yourself?
No, I do. I pay a monthly subscription to creditrepair.com.
Okay.
And they're sending out inquiries. Some are credit things that are my fault from the past year that I switched my bank account and didn't transfer all of my automatic payments over, and some of my payments got behind, so that affected my score. And I also had a little bit of identity theft where somebody was trying to open up credit cards, which got dismissed, but I'm still dealing the back end on some
yeah.
of that.
Well, almost all of that should come off with just a letter or two. And sadly, it sometimes takes two or three letters to get something that should have been done with one letter. So what you need is a 640 to do what we do. The catch to it is that at 640, you're going to pay a higher interest rate. If you get it up to 680 or above, then you're golden. Mm-hmm. You can do just about anything you want to. So do you know exactly what your middle score is?
My middle score right now is a 628. It was in the 550s. And
okay, well,
over
good
the
job.
Past year, I brought it up to 628.
Excellent. So what I would do is as soon as you hit 640, you're going to be able to qualify, which shouldn't take you too much longer based off of what you said, because all of that is just, it's a goof up. Yes, it's your responsibility, but most banks are very lenient on that if you can prove it.
Right.
And they will remove it. So I would see you up above 680 probably within the next 6 months to a year. So probably your next step is to go ahead and take a course like ours on real estate investing and start learning about building passive income. Because there's a thing out there, Brandon, called an owner finance deal that you can buy right now that doesn't require a credit check. It doesn't require a conventional loan. So keep that in mind as well.
With this, how much of a source of cash flow would you need to get started with something like this?
You know, we got to go to break. Do you mind holding on about 4 minutes and I'll answer that?
Oh, sure.
All right, hold on. Thanks a lot, Brandon. All right, this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open at 877-711-5211. 877-711-5211.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. And if you've got a question for me, give me a call at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Brandon wasn't able to hold on through the break, so I'm not sure what he was asking, so I'm going to answer it a couple of ways. If you're asking how much money do I need to earn to be able to do real estate investing, I've literally seen people with $30,000, $40,000 a year total income be able to buy homes, investment homes. You've got to be with the right bank. Why? Because the big banks, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Chase, they're not going to do it. They're not investor-friendly banks. They are owner-occupants. They want the dumb owner-occupants that pay maximum for the property. They get the maximum loan they can get, and they get the highest closing costs. You know, it's just, they want the low-hanging fruit. Whereas your local banks and these mortgage companies that are all involved with the real estate investor clubs in your area, they're investor friendly and they count the income from the real estate when they're giving loans. So especially after 2 years, once you got 2 years of tax returns on your houses, then pretty much any bank is going to consider the income because they've got actual tax returns to prove the income. So it's easy once you reach that point. The second thing he might have been asking was, how much money do I need to have in the bank? Well, in a perfect world, we'd all have $50,000 to start investing with. That way you could pick up two, maybe three houses your first couple of months and then save for the fourth and the fifth and so on. Here's what you need to be doing. You need to be saving at least $1,000 a month to do what we do in that 5 or 10 year period that I always talk about retiring. $1,000 a month. Now, the reason is because it's a snowball effect. And I'm going to use $500 a month because the math is easy. The average cash flow on a single family house now is about $400 a month profit. But let's just pretend it's $500 so you can understand what I'm talking about. Let's say that the average down payment is $24,000, even though it's probably $25,000. But again, this is for ease of numbers, and you'll understand in just a moment why I did it this way. If you're saving $1,000 a month, that means you're going to be able to buy one house at the end of your second year. $24,000. Makes sense? But that house now makes you $500 a month profit. You now have $1,500 a month to save, which cuts down on the length of time it takes you to buy the next house. When you buy the second house, when you buy the second house, you now have $2,000 a month. It now only takes you 12 months to buy the next one. And then you buy the next one, and it gets shorter and shorter and shorter until you reach a point where you can literally buy another rent house every couple of months. So real estate investing, as a rule, is very slow at the beginning. But what you've got to do, and the reason educational courses are so important, is Stephen Covey's work, where he talks about you have to begin with the end in mind. Otherwise, you'll get misdirected. In this case, discouraged. In other words, a lot of people, they're saving. Takes 2 years, and this is awful. They get discouraged. They start thinking it doesn't work, and all these doubts and things come up in people's minds. You got to stay the course, because this is real, and you've got a choice. The next 5 or 10 years are going to pass either way. Are you going to have $5,000-$10,000 a month passive income at the end of that 10 years, or are you going to be still dependent on your job? The choice is yours. So that's what you need to be doing. Saving about $1,000 a month. If you can save more than that, a guy called me the other day and he can save $20,000 a month. Crazy. You can imagine how fast he's going to be able to retire with that type of income. So I hope that answers your question, Brandon. You don't have to have a lot of money in savings. Whatever you do have, guess where you start? Right there. So whether you've got zero in the bank or seven or 50 or 100, of course, if you got $100,000, you need to be looking at apartments, not just single family homes. Okay, phone lines are open at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You can find us online at lifestylesunlimited.com. Thanks for listening.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe, and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. If you've got a question for me, please call me right now at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Let's get back to this caller from yesterday's show, where he called up, says, look, I'm a high net worth person. I'm going to assume $2 million or more, and I'm making enough money off of my mutual funds every year to pay my bills. Now, the reason I think he called is because he knows that the crash is coming. And when it does, that's going to make a huge dent in that strategy. So he understands that we, as real estate investors, make money in both the up and down markets. And we actually are praying for a crash right now. We love the crash. We make lots of money in the crash. We actually make more money when real estate crashes than we do when it's in the up market like it is now. So he's looking. He calls me up and asks me for rates of return. Well, I showed him how the rates of return in real estate are much, much, much higher than any mutual fund. But it dawned on me after, and the show was ending. I mean, the music had started and everything. So I had to cut it off right then. But literally after the show, it dawned on me. He wasn't asking a rate of return question because real estate beats the stock market unquestionably. Everybody knows that. But it was a lifestyle question. And I didn't have time to get to it. And what I mean by that is this was a happiness question, a peace of mind question. And the thing that I have to get across to people is that being happy is okay. Having peace of mind is okay. You're allowed that. You deserve that. And many people don't think that's true. They literally think that you're always in danger of a crash. You're always in danger of losing your money. And what I would have asked him if I'd had more time was, what does he want to do with his life? Does he want to do nothing and just watch his money go up and down in the stock market? Or would he like to go buy a 400-unit apartment complex and change people's lives? Change the lives of 200, 300, 400 families. Do you want to do that? See, for me, not only do I not like the stock market because of its volatility and its ability to lose money, I don't like it because I don't get a sense of accomplishment from that. Like I do when I buy an apartment complex, rehab it, and put 200 families into a product that was a piece of garbage that is now a up and running, well-managed, almost perfect property. Man, that feels good to me. I enjoy that, or seeing that happen. So that particular individual, especially any other high net worth individual that's listening to this right now, would you like to be out of the stock market and get away from that possibility, not possibility, that fact that you are going to lose money eventually? Because it's not if the crash is coming, it's what? It's when. It's not if the correction is coming, and I think there's a correction coming soon, as soon as tomorrow. I mean, the stock market is way above what it's worth. Way above what it's worth. There's going to be a correction. Don't know when, because exuberance and stupidity can sometimes last a long time, years. But when people wake up and they go, holy Toledo, you're going to have a lot of people take their profit and crash the stock market. And when you do, you lose. Whereas with real estate, when the market crashes, you actually win. Even bigger than you were winning in the up market. So his real question, or my question to him, would have been, what do you want to do with your life? Do you want to just sit under a palm tree for the rest of your life sipping Mai Tais? Or do you want to actually do something? And I think most people want to do something. They want to accomplish something. See, I think we're hardwired to help and serve other people. And when we're not helping and serving other people, that's when we shrivel and die. If you don't believe me, look at the statistic for the white male who retires. Their life expectancy is 3 years. White males who retire quit working. Their life expectancy is 3 years. Okay, we'll talk more after the break here on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Call me at 877-711-5211. 877-711-5211. Thanks for listening.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you'd lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Okay, let's get to this next discussion, and that is an email. And this one is kind of tough because it's really got more to do with partnerships and family members than just real estate. So I want to address this as an anonymous email. Basically what happened is three siblings, brothers and sisters, inherited two homes. They're worth about $280,000 each. And they're in perfect condition. They're market rents are right around $2,400. So basically they'll make about $2,000, they'll at $4,800 a month income after principal, interest, taxes, insurance, maintenance, and management, they'll make about $2,000 spread between the three of them. And he's asking what they should do. Well, the first thing is partnerships suck. Partnerships with family members suck the worst. There's your rule. Now, there are ways to do partnerships, and I'm in partnerships, and I love these partnerships, but it has to be perfect to work. So he's asking my advice, and I said, this is such a simple one. It's so easy. First off, you got $280,000 homes. Those are not rental homes. They don't see logic would say that a $300,000 home would rent for twice what a $150,000 home would, but it doesn't, as you can see from the rents. $150,000 home rents for $1,500, $1,600. A $280,000 home, almost doubled value, only rents for $2,400. See the problem? There is a sweet spot in real estate investing, and it is middle America. It is the $100,000 to $150,000 home. Those are the homes that you want to buy. So what I wrote him back is I said, look, partnerships suck. Partnerships with family members suck even worse. You don't want to get involved in that. So sell those two properties, leaving you about $186,000. Then I would take that $186,000 and go buy myself 9 or 10 $100,000 to $150,000 homes that make you $3,500 a month. Makes sense, right? We know that partnerships are bad. We know that partnering with family members is even worse. He can make more than three times as much money by selling those two houses and going and buying 9 or 10 of his own without partners. You know what he emails me back? I'm going to read this. Thank you for the prompt response. I think I'm going to keep him. I just don't know. I don't see how completely paid for houses cannot be rented for a reasonable profit. Isn't that weird? I already said, yes, you can make about $1,000 a month off of each one. But you could sell them get away from your partners, because he would make about, splitting that three ways, he would make about $700 a month. He could, whoa, I just realized he can make five times as much by selling and going and buying his own real estate. And then he wouldn't have to do. Isn't that odd? It's like, why would a person choose not to make five times as much money? I just found that odd. So I don't want you thinking like this guy. You have to think highest and best use for your money. Highest and best use. And the other concept that this kind of alludes to is that stagnation is okay. No, I'll just leave it as is. No, you're either growing or dying. There is no stagnation in life. There is no coasting in life. You're either blooming or you're dying. If you think you're not blooming, if you're not blooming and you're not growing, then you're dying. There is no, what's that called? Stasis, where you just get to a point and boom, stop. There really isn't any stopping. You're going to be doing something for the rest of your life, but that's actually good for you. Okay, phone lines are open at 877-711-5211. We're coming up on the final segment of today's show, so you need to call me right now. 877-711-5211.
Did you know that every dollar you put in a piece of real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate doubles in value about every 20 years. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. We pay almost no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. These are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how, attend one of our free workshops. Call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We are in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question for me, you need to call me right now. 877-711-5211. 877-711-5211. So I guess to summarize that last email, you've got to think growth, not stagnation. Now, it may sound like I'm contradicting my point of get what you need and quit. But I guess it's the wrong way to say it when I say quit. What I'm referring to by quitting is quit accumulating more. More is not better. Simply better is better. One of the examples I'll give you was I had a 22 unit apartment 20 years ago, and I had partners in the deal. And I was getting ready to buy another apartment complex. And Dell looked at me and goes, why are you doing that? I go, well, I want more cash flow. He goes, why don't you just buy out your partners in the 22 unit? He goes, how much more work would you do? I go, none, because I already run the whole thing. How much more work would you do? How much more income would you get? And I went three times the income. It dawned on me right there, more is not better. Better is better. So I bought my partners out. I do no more work, same amount of work, and make three times as much money. So that's what I mean by get what you need and quit. More is not better. But in this guy's case, where he doesn't have any passive income, he's about to get $700 a month in passive income, but with that dead equity, in other words, all that equity sitting in that deal, he could get $3,500 a month. To me, that's just crazy not to take action and not to go do that. So That's really the gist of that. I'm still in shock that the guy replied the way he did. I have since replied to him. So hopefully he'll come to his senses, unless maybe he's got more passive income than I know about. That's all I can figure. Okay, next email is from a Deepak who bought a couple of homes and moved and had to lease them out. But now he's happy about it because they produce a good income for him. So that is true. Never sell a piece of real estate unless it's to buy another piece of real estate. Once you get a home, don't just sell it to buy your next home if you've got a bunch of equity in it. Sell it, buy your next home, and two or three rent houses. What he's basically asking is about apartment complexes. And what he says is, I've heard they're very hard to find. I've heard they're very hard to maintain. And then people have generally told me about lawsuits and other such hassles that come with multifamily. And the reason I wanted to address this is not to answer his question, is to address the issue that most people have, is they go to failures and ask them how they do it. Now, when I say it like that, it sounds ridiculous, but that's exactly what Deepak did. And I emailed him back and I said, here's the problem that I see. You're going to the wrong people for advice. Those people that told you they're hard to find, told you that they're generally involved in lawsuits and other hassles, did any of them own any apartment complexes? What's the answer going to be? I guarantee, because I've been doing this for 27 years, he's going to email me back and go, none of the people I was talking to owned apartment complexes. It's embarrassing, but is that true about you too? That you talk to people about investing in real estate that don't own any real estate. You talk to people, your uncle, your parents, and they say, oh, don't do rental real estate. It's difficult. It's tenants, toilets, and taxes. Here's how you handle that. You simply turn around to that person and say, really, how many rental houses do you own? Well, I don't own any. Okay. And just don't say another word. But what are you saying in your mind, in the back of your mind? Then you are unqualified to be talking about it. Now, here's one step further. What if you go to a person and they had four rent houses and the tenants destroyed them? The tenants never paid their rent and they lost them all to foreclosure. Do you talk to that person? No. You don't go to failures and ask them how they did it. What do? You figured it out. You go to successful real estate investors. The guy who has 120 houses and vacations out of the country 2 weeks a month. See, there's a poor and middle class belief that you learn from other people's mistakes. That's a bunch of bull. You learn from other people's successes. All right, this has been the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.